I never can forget the day when my dear mother did sweetly say, you are leaving, my darling boy. You always have been your mother's joy. Now as you leave, and this world's wrong, you may not be able to get back home. But remember Jesus, who lives on high, is watching over you with a mighty eye. The world is so full of old sin and woe, and many sorrows everywhere you go. But remember Jesus, who's everywhere. You get in trouble now, he'll meet you there. If you bow down before his face and trust in him for his saving grace now, and you have a burden, he'll make them light, and he sure will guide you all in the right. Now when I think of my mother dear, how often she did try to cheer my wandering mind, what's gonna stray but saying, son, accept the way.
This is Confessions of a Freak, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm having a weird audio thing. Are you? Tell me how it's coming into your headphones.
Is it sounds like fine to me.
Okay.
Oh, it's only coming into one of yours.
Yeah.
No. Sounds.
I guess
sounds
this
fine
is just
me.
What's happening behind it. Behind the main mic, behind the board.
Interesting.
Anyways, Eliza and I have a very special,
super special
episode today. I think we might have run into like a similar thing as last time, where we had an idea, and then we were like, okay, we can work with this mostly, but we're going to do our own thing anyway.
I came to the realization. So wait, do you want to say what the idea was?
Oh yeah, that would be a good place to start. So I was like, Eliza, what if we did a folk episode?
I was like, heck yeah. And then I realized, I don't really know what makes folk music.
I was in a similar position. I was like, what even is folk? I feel like that's such like a broad
genre. Yeah. No, but I like
genre.
It.
It's
like
it made me
this
think.
Is our folk expansive show.
Yes. Folk and folk adjacent is how I've been promoting it.
Exactly.
To my mom and friend. One friend.
Very good. I think that's reasonable.
Oh, my mom says wiggle. What? Okay, don't. She said something about wiggling my mic cable. Okay. I'll take a look at that later. Anyways, that last song was Mother's Last Word to Her Son by Washington Phillips off the album The Key to the Kingdom. I was recently watching the movie We Need to Talk About Kevin, which featured this song. I found this song beforehand, but then it was like so much better in the movie because it's really creepy. I love a creepy song choice. Anyways, yeah. Any final thoughts about folk? How are you feeling about folk these days?
I'm kind of re-entering a folk era because I started listening to John Denver again recently, who I was like obsessed with like the winter break of freshman year. For some reason, he was really like hitting the spot. And now I'm like, I think it's time to make a return to John Denver. And I feel like that's probably going to blossom into other other things. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all I've got.
Yeah, I feel like I really associate John Denver with you.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my god, that's so beautiful and amazing. Thank you.
He's like a very Eliza artist in my mind.
That's so funny. I feel like I should probably listen to more of him then, because I have like 10 songs of his that I'm obsessed with, and I don't look beyond that ever.
I took a look through the playlist that we had set up for the show, and I was like, Eliza really likes like a John Denver cover of a Beatles song.
Yes, I'm a big proponent of John Denver covering Beatles songs. He's done a lot.
I can
get
behind it too.
A lot. It's good stuff.
Anyways, I don't even know if that last song was folk. Like that was like organ grinder music. Like I don't even know what genre that is. When we go off air, I'm gonna do some research. But I was like, what even is folk
Where am
music?
I? I'm scared. Like.
I need to, obviously we need like a history lesson on this.
Yeah. We'll look into it.
We'll circle back.
We'll circle back. Yes.
How about a pick from Eliza, but I'm choosing it because yes. I just like this song.
Ooh, this is exciting.
This is I Want You by Bob Dylan.
Yes. Okay.
Undertaker sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows it, she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because you lied, and because he took you for a ride, because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad.
Búscalo aquí, búscalo allá, que el conejo.
All right, that was El Conejo by Los Cojolites from the Frida album. If anybody's seen that movie, great movie.
Oh, that's from a soundtrack?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it was made for the movie, but it's in the movie. I don't know. I was like, is this folk music? I don't know. My mom just My mom just like sent me a barrage of text messages. My biggest fan. She sent me a screenshot of the dictionary definition of folk music. It says, music that originates in traditional popular culture or that is written in such a style. Folk music is typically of unknown authorship and it's transmitted orally from generation to generation.
Interesting.
Very cool. And she says, folk changed from oral traditional folk passed down over generations when people started doing field recordings. Pete Seeger, the Weavers, Woody Guthrie, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Kingston Trio were emblematic of early folk. Why does she sound like Wikipedia? This is just like her like, talking.
That's awesome.
When Dylan played the Newport Jazz Festival and had an electric guitar, he changed it forever.
Whoa.
Next message.
Okay, Mr. Dylan.
Pete Seeger was rumored to have grabbed an axe during Bob's set and was going to axe down the power to Bob's guitar backstage.
Oh, like a literal axe.
Yeah. That's crazy. Because remember our
that's
last...
That's awesome.
No, two episodes ago, we were talking about Pete Seeger.
Yeah. All good things.
It's all coming together. I guess it makes sense. He's like, this isn't real folk music. You're making it all like...
Yeah, I thought when you said he grabbed an axe, I thought you meant... I was like, Pete, we know Pete. He wouldn't grab a literal axe. I thought it was like, you know how people call like electric guitars axes sometimes?
Oh.
I was like, oh, he's going up there to join him.
That's
wrong. Incorrect.
And then... My mom says, the rest is modern folk history.
Loving it.
My mom is suggesting maybe we play some Celtic music. That would be cool. I thought about it, but I just am not very well versed.
Same here. I don't think I listen to any Celtic music.
Yeah,
not that I'm opposed.
Not that I'm opposed. That last song, I'm always scared to touch things on my computer, is from a band from Mexico. And they founded in 1997 as a workshop in regional dance, poetry, and the music known as Son Jarocho. They eventually gelled into a recording unit. Very cool. I don't know anything about this. And their name translates to, like, the Lameites. I guess, like, that's how it would be made, in, like, anglicized. Like, Cojo is like a loser.
Oh, like, interesting. The loser.
Like, loser light. I don't know. Yeah, and then before that we were listening to I Want You by Bob Dylan. Any thoughts? Any feelings?
That's one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs, but I mean we were kind of making, he has like a real Bob Dylan voice going on in that song.
That is like the epitome of the Bob Dylan voice. I love doing impressions.
I want you
so bad. But it's just so silly.
He's like a parody of himself in that one. Which, like,
yeah.
When I first listened to Bob Dylan, it took me a really... Like, I didn't really listen to any Bob Dylan until like, freshman year of college. Like, somehow I avoided him. And when I finally listened to him, I was like, this is what he sounds like? I was like, cut the cameras. I was thinking about...
Cut the cords.
Cut the cords. cut the electric guitar cable. But I've grown to enjoy it more. I don't listen to a ton of Bob Dylan, but that's a good one by him.
I agree. I would say that's up there in one of my top Dylan songs.
Bob Dylan, more like top... Okay. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh, my mom goes... Pete had to be held back. Okay. That's crazy. He's such a gentle soul. Also, I'm going to quickly change out
He's such a gentle soul.
The auxes, because this is really some weird stuff going on, at least in my headphone. Headphones.
Annika's doing some crazy soundboard maneuvering right now.
I just
now.
Unplugged one aux cord and plugged in the other one. Anyways... Yeah, some weird things are happening, but I think it's probably the headphones. Not that anybody's interested in knowing that except myself. But next song, another Eliza pick that I've picked out.
Another Eliza / Annika pick.
This song really reminds me of last summer. You know
what happened last summer, Annika?
Eliza and I worked on a farm together.
Yay!
Yay!
And it was really fun.
It was really
fun. And we had some banger playlists that came out of that experience.
I'm really pleased with our output in many ways.
And this one, a classic. I love this album, Ram. It's so good. I wanted to choose other songs from this as well, but I was like, oh, I'll keep it to a minimum and go with the one that's the most
folky.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have to say also some good ones that we're not going to play today. Dear Boy.
Oh,
great song.
Ram On.
Three Legs.
Let's hear it. Oh my gosh, Dear Boy is so good.
Actually, Long Haired Lady is probably my favorite.
Okay.
What is that?
No, I respect that. I respect that.
What about you? Do you have any other ones?
Not off the top of my head. I think, what is it? What was the first one you said?
Three Legs?
No.
Dear Boy.
Oh, Dear Boy and Ram On are probably my favorites. Amazing songs.
And so a little background. This is off the top of my head, so if it's wrong, too bad. But this is some people regard. Ew. Some people think of Ram as the first indie album.
I saw a video essay about that.
You're worse than me. Anyways, yeah. So that's a cool little fact.
Monkberry Moon Delight and Backseat of My Car also.
Backseat of My Car is really good.
Oof.
Oof.
Oof. Oof.
great album. There's so many cute pictures of Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney on their little farm with their kids. It's just that pastoral life is really appealing, I must say. Without further ado, let's actually play this song and let's see if the sound is working now. This is Heart of the Country by Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Thank you. is my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. The very next evening, they'll court another, leave you alone to pine and sigh. My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle of another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife. For I've been decided to sleep alone all of my life.
Hey kids.
So hey folks. Wow, it's so topical and thematic.
Confessions of some folks.
Yes, yes.
So that last song was Silver Dagger by Joan Baez off of her self-titled album. Great song. I love the storytelling. But I must say, my favorite Joan Baez song, Diamonds and Rust. Obvi.
I think I have that song on my mega playlist, but I could not tell you what it sounds like. Oh yes.
It's about Bob Dylan. They like had a thing.
They would.
No.
Bob Dylan's kind of like
once
the man Joan Baez. If you think about it.
No, I'm glad you framed it that way instead of the other way around. You gotta get into this gossip, Eliza. I feel like
the
really
Joan Baez Bob Dylan gossip.
Oh yeah. It's rich.
Ooh, I feel
it's
like I would
really
enjoy
great.
That. I really like I wonder if it's her most famous song, Sweet Sir Galahad.
Mm-mm.
That song is amazing.
Let's see what Spotify says.
Favorite Joan Baez song.
Yeah, Diamonds and Rust is her top one. And then The Night They Drove Old Dixie, something I can't read anymore.
Oh, I think she also does a cover of a Bob Dylan song that I really like, that we've maybe played before.
She has an album, it's like Baez Sings Dylan.
I think it's Mama, You've Been on My Mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which George Harrison also does a cover of. Which
everybody's
is also,
singing every, Jeff Buckley.
And it rocks. And every single cover is, like, really good.
Baez Sings Dylan. It Ain't Me, Babe. That's a great one. Boots of Spanish Leather.
Oh, I think I've listened to that one as well.
She says, Daddy, You've Been on My Mind.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Joan, no.
Joan. I always thought that was weird. Like, listening to Joni Mitchell songs and she, like, calls her partner Daddy. I'm like, I don't like it.
Stop
like,
it.
I get it's like more of like a 70s thing to do, but I just think it's weird.
No, you should write.
And Freud would have things to say about it.
Yeah. Freud would like a word.
Excuse me? Oh, he's at the door right now.
Oh, imagine what his confession of a freak
he would
be.
Have a
I
lot
would
of
not even want to hear it.
I'm in a psychoanalysis class right now, and we talk so much about Freud. He was crazy. But I can't talk about this stuff on air because we're prohibited from discussing some of these topics.
Yeah. Oh. They will. The big WMFO won't let me talk about Freud.
I was really confused. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't even get into that. I just voted on Monday. And everybody should vote if you can, or get registered to vote. But I voted for the first time in the state of Massachusetts.
I was going to like applaud and I do snaps.
And what was I gonna say? There was some wait, I can't talk about that. Never mind. That's another off-topic thing. It was about liquor licenses, but I was like,
interesting.
I had to vote out like how I felt about that, and I was like, I don't know, like. This isn't something that's very close to my heart, regulating how many one business can have. I don't really know about this. I feel like not informed. Anyways, this is so uninteresting. But please, if you're in Massachusetts or any state,
no,
vote.
Just Massachusetts.
Let's get voting. My dad just voted today. I'm proud of him. Good job.
Go Annika's dad.
Go Annika's dad. He sent me a little picture with his thumbnail in it. On top of his I voted sticker. It was like really zoomed in. It was like
very nice.
Anyways, do we have any more comments or should we get on to the next?
I'm ready to get back into it, you know?
Okay. So I said I wouldn't play this one, but I'm playing it. This is Angelus by Elliott Smith. Totally adjacent, but whatever. I like the guitar picking.
Yes.
Always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game? A chance to you, him as one of real skill. So glad to meet you. Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. That you add up all the cards left to play to zero and sign up. Don't start me trying now. Cause I'm all over it, Angela. I can make you satisfied in everything you do. All your secret wishes could right now be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you, Angela.
Guess I didn't eat my lunch, cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother and that is that. Mom's in a mood this week, cause she thinks her family is going crazy. Guess it started with the baby. She went in for a hug, then it bit her on the cheek. That was pretty funny to me, but I guess I should have more sympathy. I ain't never raised a kid. I dream about a promised land, walking around with a big gun in my hand. And when I look you in the eye, you're gonna tell me that you love me and hold me tight. Cause you know that I have no fear. Ain't gonna walk into the river and disappear. I'm gonna be a powerful man, red blood running down the broken sand.
That was Powerful Man by Alex G. And before that, we were listening to Angelus by Elliot Smith.
Took a real indie turn.
We
back
did.
There.
And I feel like, I said this when we were off air, I feel like Alex G is like more contemporary Elliot Smith.
Real.
Kind of, he's like, I hate my life. Like, I don't know.
So real.
I don't know what his lyrics are.
No, I mean, I'd say lyrically pretty different from Elliot Smith, but something about the music they create is very similar.
Yeah.
I would say.
I feel like they both have like a whiny man vibe.
A little bit, yeah. A lot of bit, yeah.
I like saying that, a lot of bit.
I love both of those songs though so much. Yeah. Powerful Man's one of my favorite Alex G songs.
Mm. Tell us more. How do you feel?
Well, it's off of one of my favorite Alex G albums, Rocket, which has a lot of like folk country influence, but also some weird stuff. Like there's one song on there that reminds me a lot of Death Grips. And another that reminds me a lot of Duster, but also it's like a little folky.
real Confessions of a Freak fans would know that one time Eliza and I said, okay, we're going to listen to Fast Car by Tracy Chapman now. And then we started playing Death Grips by accident.
That was, oh my gosh, that was the most. Were you on the board for that one?
I'm not sure. I think what happened is,
it was definitely my laptop.
It was your
laptop.
Because I
had it queued up and I didn't
and it,
clear
you had
the
Shuffle on. It was so funny. Like, I think I had, like, tears, like, in my eyes.
It was like, oh my gosh, it's that one really, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
It's one that just opens real strong.
And strong it opened.
Oh my god, that was so funny, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Death Grips, shout out Tracy Chapman for everything you do for us.
That was cool hearing, like, the bluesgrass influence in that song.
Yeah, it's good. I like the lyrics to
bluegrass,
that song, too.
Bluesgrass.
The blue... Singular grass.
Bluegrass.
Bluesgrass, that's its own thing.
I
want to
say bluesgrass, because blues is its own thing.
But you have to let it exist in its own space.
Yeah, okay.
You have to let go. I don't care.
And I feel like the first song I put on tonight is... Well, I just did some Googling, and people say it's more of a blues song. But I feel like there's, like, a lot of overlap, like, with, like, folk and blues and bluegrass.
I there's a song on the playlist that we could maybe play later that has blues in the name, but I was like, this is, like, folk. So...
I really like...
I'm like, what the F? This is folk. It's, well, yeah, no, folk, blues, bluegrass, I feel like... Even sometimes country sneaks in a little bit, and you, like, can't tell what's going on.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, music, I like it.
Music is all a big blanket.
Real. So real. But yeah, that Alex G song and album are fantastic.
My mom recommend. Says bluegrass is a type of grass in Kentucky.
All right.
Yeah. Love that Appalachian music.
Yeah. John Denver moment.
Ooh. We have a poem for you guys today.
Yes. Annika handpicked from her. Is it Yeats or Yeats?
Yeats.
Yeah, William Butler Yeats selected poems and three plays book that she's holding up right now.
This is one of his most famous poems. And I feel like it reminds me of more. Sorry if you hear music in the background. Like rural areas and sort of like the peace of slower living. Yes. So this is. I like doing this segment on our show.
It's pleasant. I like it too.
I liked our autumn poem. Okay, anyways, this is the Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree. In a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made, 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. Dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There's midnights all a glimmer, there midnights all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings.
I will arise and go now, for always night and day, I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. Written in 1890,
yo.
Still so real.
He
still keep, so real. So
he really
relevant.
Does keep it real. Love that guy.
shout out Yeats.
Shout out Yeats.
Yeats, Death Grips, and Tracy Chapman.
Yeah,
my big. Three. That's our list.
Okay, so next up, we're gonna continue our bluegrass theme and listen to. Do we want something happy or sad?
Happy.
Okay. Okay, I won't play I Can't Stand This Misery. I'll do
we'll put that one
this
on.
Is I Could Change My Mind by Charlie Tomlinson and Billy Baker.
Yay.
Never thought of silks and laces, flowers or rings. I've been around her the most of my life, and I thought that it was fine. But for you, I could always change my mind. Myself, I'm thinking of you all the time. Weary days and lonely nights, you're always in my dream. My remedies are over, you've ruined me, it seems. I've never been married, I've never been in love. But for you, I could always change.
Motor cars, handlebars, bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Bye. Says the sign in the shop window. Why says the junk in the yard? Ya da da la da la la da 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 da. Bye bye says the sign in the shop window. Why says the junk in the yard? Ya da 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 la 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 da 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 da. Candlesticks, building bricks, something old and new, memories for you and me.
That was Junk by John Denver.
Bestie.
And before that, we were listening to I Could Change My Mind by Charlie Tomlinson and Billy Baker. Yep.
Real.
Any thoughts, feelings?
I mean, said it once, I'll say it a million times. I love John Denver, man. And I love a good John Denver, Beatles. I guess that's not the Beatles. That's a Paul McCartney song, yeah. Right? Any of the above, yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy also, like, hearing in bluegrass, I don't know, I need to stop.
Bluesgrass.
Music, like, the influences of, like, Irish music, and, like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wish I was more knowledgeable so I could say something to our, like, three listeners.
We're going to do a lot of research and then come back, in a year and have, like, a mega, mega, really, like, well-researched... Mm. We're going to be having, like, trivia and stuff, another folk episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Basically, yeah.
basically, yeah.
Eliza, do you have something to tell us?
I do.
Confess.
I have something... I have something so important. And it's that millions of Americans have common... Don't laugh. This is a very serious PSA.
Sorry.
Millions of Americans have common vision problems and they don't even know it, Annika. Take the time to see if you're one of them. Get an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. I'm looking at you for this one.
I literally am wearing... Hey, you wear glasses? You're just wearing contacts right now.
No. Maybe. Yeah, no, as we're both bad eye people. That's a really good word to describe yourself.
It's a great word.
Next time somebody asks me to describe myself,
that's your top attribute.
Bespectacled. That would be awesome. That's so funny. Okay. I need to lock that into my brain. It's been locked.
So guys, what are we in the mood for?
What
kind of vibe?
What are we looking for?
Name a vibe. Should I pick this song? Okay, my mom. This is like a three-person show with my mom.
Yay!
My mom says, Scottish and Irish immigrants went into the hills of Appalachia and brought their music with them. The songs changed over the years, and more were added. Very true. Very cool.
That is very cool.
I watched this crazy video the other day where somebody was talking about how, the Southern American accent, is kind of like a slowed down version of a British accent,
because
people from England like immigrated to that region, and then over time it like got slowed down.
I wish I had like a hefty Southern accent. That would be
I
so
really
cool.
Like Southern accents, right? Yeah,
that would be like top in my either that or like an Irish accent would be cool.
Yeah
I like. Okay, I'm biased by the Beatles, but the Liverpool accent rocks.
Liverpool.
It's like the one, it's the one acceptable British accent.
OMG.
It's the only one I will allow.
Mm. Yeah, I like it too.
Thank you.
That's not you. maybe we should do a song that's not in English. I think the two songs that I'm thinking of playing next are not even... I think they're both instrumental. Okay. Here is a song from Yugoslavia.
Ooh.
This is I can't pronounce this very well. I'm really sorry. Tesco mi Zavora Vit Tebe by Branko Mataya. All right, enjoy.
It's called Run of the Mill, this one.
Take one.
Everyone has choice when to and not to raise their voices. It's you that decides which way you will turn. While feeling that our love's not your concern, should I decide? No one around you will carry the blame for you. No one around you will love you today and throw it all away. Tomorrow when you rise, another day for you to realize me, or send me down again. As the days stand up on end, you've got me wondering how I lost your friendship. But I see it in your eyes. Though I'm beside you, I can't carry the blame for you. I may decide to get out with your blessing, where I'll carry on guessing. Will you leap? Will you make enough for you to reap? Only you'll arrive at your own made end, with no one but yourself to be offended. It's you that decides.
Thank you.
I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'll look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'll look to find a reason to believe.
That was Reason to Believe by Karen Dalton, and before that we were listening to Run of the Mill Demo by George Harrison. Me and Eliza are, what's the word, redeeming ourselves, because we tried to play this song last year at some point, but we played the non-demo version, which is disgusting.
Unacceptable. I hate George Harrison. don't joke about that.
No,
don't.
That was too far. It's just not as good. And then we paused it in the middle of the song. We're like, no.
we got it off halfway.
And before that, we were listening to a Yugoslavian song that I'm not going to butcher again. So those final 5 minutes, it's been a wonderful 55 minutes and 17, 18, 19 seconds with you guys. And this has been Confessions of a Freak, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Yay.
Keep it freeform. Folks.
Keep it freeform.
Folks. Guys, what do we think about folk lore? Salt. I don't know what people are actually hearing. I thought it would be funny to play Taylor Swift as a jump scare.
No, that sounded great. It sounded really good.
Okay, I paused it again.
Everyone should know we have a lot of respect for Taylor Swift's song Back to December.
Yep. One of her top songs, absolutely.
Amazing. And her first album, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Banger. You're an old Swifty.
Banger after banger on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the one CD my mom had for us to listen to in the car. It was that and One by the Beatles. Like, they're like,
oh, yeah,
compilation thing.
Yeah, we had that one.
Amazing.
One. That, or I played that. I listened to that a lot on Pandora.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
I was on the Beatles radio.
What were your top songs on your iPod shuffle?
Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my gosh. Real?
I listened to that on the bus a lot to
Amazing.
School.
Amazing. That's good.
What if we just play August in the background? For the next 4 minutes. Well, that's how long the song is. I listened to Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Changes, David Bowie.
Mm. Oh, really?
Interesting. Hurt by Johnny Cash, which is... Why was I doing that?
I love Annika for that.
When I was... at my mom's house most recently, I was looking through my old things, and then I found my diary from middle school, and I was 12, and I was like, don't know why, but I love listening to Chasing Pavements by Adele and Hurt by Johnny Cash. Just something about this makes sense. Shut up.
Spare her. Spare
oh
her.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Who is that? Anyways, I want to hear yours. They're probably more normal.
What I listened to in...
In middle school.
Oh, on the iPod Shuffle, because that was earlier than middle school, because my mom had one, and I would just listen to what she had on it.
Oh.
It was like Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, my mom is also a really big Brandi Carlile fan.
And the Chicks, and Antje Duvikon, who we've played on the show before, who's from, or not from Medford Somerville, but is here now. Whoa. Somewhere out there.
Eliza's looking out the window that just happened.
Who actually, she makes some cool folk music as well, which we don't have time to play today, but everyone should check out because she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some Jackson 5, I guess. I don't know. Like when I started being like, this is the music I'm going to choose for myself to listen to, that's when things get embarrassing.
Okay.
No, this is a teaser for our future episode.
Answering a different
question. Wait, what were you answering?
I was answering like, well, my mom gave me this iPod Shuffle that was like a thumb drive.
Yeah.
Basically like from 1999.
And like it was a little square.
It was
square,
like
no screen
stick.
With a circle.
Yeah. But it was like long. Like
oh,
a rectangle.
Interesting.
And it was literally like a USB.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And it could only hold like 20 songs on it.
Or you chose the songs though.
Yeah,
I did. Gotcha. We just had different, I guess everybody's iPod experience was different, so I can't just be like, what did you listen to on your iPod Shuffle, and have it mean the same thing for everyone.
I didn't really use it that much.
I didn't really use mine that much either.
Yeah.
Or ours, our communal family iPod Shuffle.
Yeah, it was bequeathed to me.
Bequeathed.
I still have it.
Bequeathed.
Bequeathed.
Bequeathed. Yeah.
I like saying hoodwinked. I think that's
fun. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Hoodwinked.
Yep.
I guess we need to put in August by Taylor Swift on the Spinitron.
I suppose this is happening.
I'll do it when we're off air, but
about
it. Great song. You know, I think it's funny to end the folk episode with folklore. her new album, but I think we really hit a wide range of folk today.
Yes, we did.
I am pleased. I would be hypothetically pleased by the end of this episode. Well, there are only 15 seconds left. Eliza, any final wishes?
Everyone, keep listening to that folk music. Shout out John Denver, Tracy Chapman, Death Grips, and what was the last one?
William Butler Yeats.
Yes, him. Him as well.
Him as he